Monday is the earliest that Arizona schools can begin welcoming students back to classrooms since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Some school districts will offer in-person instruction. As KJZZ's Rocio Hernandez reports, the move goes against current state health recommendations.
On Tuesday, parents and students pleaded with Queen Creek Unified School District governing board members to reopen school classrooms.
I'm thankful for the teachers in this district. I think they're doing their best. But our children deserve the choice. They deserve to be in class.
I can't handle it. Please let us go back.
That was parent Amber Curtis, followed by Zach Benson, an elementary school student. Families like theirs want the choice to send students back to school, and other governing boards want to decide for themselves, too. This week, J.O. Combs Unified School District in Santan Valley and the Queen Creek District in the East Valley announced they would start in-person instruction Monday. Pima Unified School District in Southeast Arizona also wants to resume teaching in person, pending board approval. And the Littleton Elementary School District Governing Board decided to offer some in-person instruction to a limited number of students. They're responding to an executive order by Governor Doug Ducey that empowers school leaders to decide when to start offering in-person classes. Here's Ducey explaining the process at a July press conference.
The Arizona Department of Health Services will develop and release public health benchmarks for the safe return of in-person teacher-led classroom instruction. Local school leaders will make the determination and consider these recommendations.
The health department released those benchmarks last week. They include the number of COVID-19 cases per 100,000 population, the percentage of positive tests, ER visits, and hospitalizations. Health officials recommend waiting until the three benchmarks decline for 2 weeks before partially or fully reopening. As of Wednesday, no Arizona counties have met all three metrics, but school leaders can decide to reopen anyway since they're not mandated to follow the recommendation. Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman.
It's disappointing to see districts and school leaders making decisions that are disregarding these public health metrics when I think they're such a valuable resource. Maybe I was a bit of an optimist thinking that districts would adhere to them.
To Pima Unified School District Superintendent Sean Rickard, the state's COVID-19 statistics do not adequately reflect the situation in Graham County and the town of Pima in southeastern Arizona.
When we're looking at, COVID-like illnesses, our community hospital doesn't report those numbers to the reporting agency for the region. We're being given information about hospitals primarily in Tucson and being told to use that to judge whether or not we should reopen schools here in Pima.
The superintendent doesn't think the metric that looks at the percentage of positive COVID-19 tests is reliable either. With Pima's number of COVID-19 cases lower than expected, Rickard doesn't feel the need to keep his schools closed and is asking his governing board to approve opening them. The situation is a bit different in Maricopa County. COVID-19 is still widespread, according to the county's website. That's why the Littleton Elementary School District in Avondale will offer some face-to-face instruction time to a limited number of preschool students and students with disabilities. Roger Freeman is the district's superintendent.
We think it's appropriate at this time because they're a small, isolated group that won't be interacting with the larger group because the larger group is still doing remote learning. So we think it will be pretty safe.
Freeman says his district has enough employees who are ready, willing, and confident to staff these programs. But teachers at other school districts that are welcoming back all students who are interested aren't feeling the same way. Jacob France is the president of the Queen Creek Education Association.
A lot of people are very upset. A lot of people just saying that they felt physically ill for the amount of danger they're putting not only us, but our students and their families and our entire community in.
As long as state officials make it optional for school leaders to follow recommendations, Chris Cotterman with the Arizona School Boards Association predicts the patchwork of decisions will continue to grow.
As more districts decide to take this route, the pressures on their neighboring districts are going to go up exponentially. That's almost a guarantee.
Cotterman says the association told the governor's office and health officials that if they want to avoid chaos, they need to engineer a better framework for school leaders to follow. Rocio Hernandez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.